The local and Spanish news is brought to you by bestpriceproperties.com. Your search starts and ends here. Torrevieja Town Hall is investigating the possibility of municipalising the public bus network, taking the service away from the current contractor and employing the staff and vehicles direct. The mayor, José Manuel Dolón, announced the government's intention on a radio show this week, explaining how he's opened dialogue with the central government to see if this is possible, as it would require the town hall employing around 50 people to operate the service, which is currently not permitted under austerity measures implemented by the government. The possibility is also now a harder one to achieve, as Torrevieja is a town of less than 100,000 residents, following the recent cleanup of the census, which brought the real population figure to a more realistic amount than has been thought for many years. Running the service directly would not only save money, it would allow greater control and a better level of service to the passengers who use the bus on a daily basis, according to the mayor. Five officers from Algorfa's local police will be competing in the 17th Local Police Mountain Bike Championship, which will be held in Lorca on Saturday. The 12.5-kilometre circuit leads the cyclists around the famous castle in Lorca, over 20% inclines and a drop of 1,200 metres. Around 150 police officers from across the country will be competing in the event, which was held on the island of Ibiza last year, when one of the Algorfa agents came in fifth place. The local government of San Pedro del Pinatar have approved a tax ordinance which will lower property tax from 0.73% to 0.71%. The town hall reports that this is the third consecutive year of decreases, taking the tax down from 8%. The town hall has been lucky to receive more revenue from tax in recent years, which has allowed this reduction, as well as other financial benefits to the residents. And the Courier newspaper is out now with a great lead story on healthcare and benefits, as well as all the latest news and sports from across the area, a motoring section which details the new seatbelt laws, and your full 7-day TV guide for all the main channels and more. You can pick up the Courier from hundreds of local venues, and of course you can read it online at thecourier.es. For hundreds of properties to suit all budgets, visit bestpriceproperties.com. Your search starts and ends here.